Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Corey Myers. More high temperatures in store across the southern U.S. this week. Tens of millions remain under heat alerts, particularly in states like Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, and Arkansas. That heat index could reach triple digits through Wednesday. Former President Trump predicting he'll be indicted any day now as part of the investigation into his efforts to stay in power after the 2020 election. In a Truth Social post, Trump called it an attempt to cover up allegations of bribes and payoffs aimed at President Biden and his family. He said it's election interference and prosecutorial misconduct. Special Counsel Jack Smith investigating Trump's role in the 2021 Capitol riot. There will be fewer opportunities for women to get abortions in Indiana.
Indiana's new abortion law, which bans most abortions after 10 weeks and stops outpatient clinics from offering abortions, takes effect today. Lawmakers approved the law last August, not long after the U.S. Supreme Court struck down Roe v. Wade. A judge initially blocked the law, but a court later overturned that order. The new law allows for some abortions in some cases up to 20 weeks. I'm Mark Mayfield.
Wall Street kicks off the first day of August after closing higher yesterday to cap a positive month. Stocks rallied in July with all three major indexes gaining about 3% or more. The Biden administration withholding funds for schools that have hunting and archery training programs. Fox News confirming the White House is blocking the funding based on its interpretation of new legislation that bans funds from being used on training in the use of a dangerous weapon. Republicans have expressed outrage at the move. This is USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I'm trying to use the phone!
A former mayor of the town where actor Paul Rubens grew up remembers him as a friend and someone who stood up for human rights. Fred Atkins was Sarasota's first black mayor and remembers Rubens as one of the few white students who made friends across the color line. The death of the actor, best known for playing the iconic Pee Wee Herman, was announced yesterday following his private battle with cancer. Rubens was 70 years old. Compact discs are making a comeback, and you can thank the pandemic.
From 2020 to 2021, more than 40 million music CDs were sold. That's not big when you consider during that same time, more than 219 million songs were downloaded. But YouGov says right now, about 42% of all Americans still listen to CDs. And there's good reason for the comeback. The pandemic made us get back to basics. Remember the bread making? Disc maker says physical music wins over downloaded music for ownership, sound quality, brand building, and cost. I'm Bree Tennis.
The U.S. Women's National Soccer Team is heading to the round of 16 at the Women's World Cup. The Americans played Portugal to a scoreless draw in their final group match in New Zealand, extending their World Cup unbeaten streak to 20 straight matches. The U.S. finishes second in Group E behind the Netherlands. Corey Myers, USA News.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're gonna love it. And you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
It starts with the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but, ladies and gentlemen. Those are foundational principles that were written and included in our U.S. Constitution. Now, we've been dumbed down to such a degree, and we have politicians, including a former president, that would want us to believe that, the Constitution isn't relevant. Well, of course, you eliminate its relevancy and take it out altogether, then you can do as you darn well please. Well, how do you like them now? Because this is the America that we live in. By the way, I do want to call your attention to what a lot of people are talking about, and that is Sound of Freedom. I mean, the box office numbers are incredible. We're going to get in more detail a little bit later on. And I got Pastor Phil Hotzenpiller with us. He's the president and founder of American Faith. Hey, Phil, I want to bring you on here real quick just to read something else before we get into some heavy stuff. So how you doing?
Great, Bill. Good morning to you and good morning to everyone listening.
Well, I wanted to share with you, according to one report, it is the global nightmare of child sex trafficking that has become a giant industry because rich and powerful people protect, promote, aid, and abet it. That's the bottom line. I mean, we've been saying on this show is that, America has become the number one country in sex trafficking because we're the consumers of it. And it's like one of those things that nobody wants to talk about. But, this is the responsibility is on our shoulders. I mean, this is becoming the woof and warp of America today. And then, many of us are outraged because of what's happening with the education system, how they want to groom our kids, and all the other influences that are targeted toward our children. And is it any wonder? I mean, from abortion to, robbing our kids' innocence, with sex transformations and transitioning and without parents knowing. I mean, this is absolute madness, Phil.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. The inmates are running the prison right now. And the thing that happened with this film, which I think is so amazing, you've alluded to it here, is that a film that had a budget of like $14.5 million has now grossed $124 million. So that means there's a lot of people that have seen this. That means that, you get enough people educated on what's really happening, I think you can change the current. And I think that's what we need to be encouraged by. Gibson's already said he's coming out with his next one exposing, pedophilia in Hollywood. So, the game on. There's a lot of stuff getting ready to open up here, I think, the eyes of the American people.
Well, they talk about Hollywood. This has been going on for ages. I mean, how many young actors have committed suicide? And they pointed to the pedophilia that was running rampant throughout Hollywood. Now, this is going back for decades, Phil. And it was all just kind of brushed under the carpet. It was ignored. But, you know, it has become so pervasive. It's in the halls of our governments. You know, and the fact of the matter is it's become, you know, so pervasive that it's even in the pews on Sunday churches. And, you know, we have to trust God, that God loves us. You know, he loves us so much that he is faithful and wants to forgive our sins. But we've got to have that come to Jesus moment and reconcile ourselves to God to realize, man, we're doing this. I mean, and we're, you know, we might as well be, you know, sex trafficking our very own kids. You know, right now we look at it and we go, oh, well, that's somebody else's kids, or that's somebody from, you know, on the other side of the border, or you know, the irrelevancy of it, you know, somehow justifying this malbehavior. This is extremely dangerous on many levels. It's kind of like I was talking with, you know, with Adam Andrzejewski and even with John Whitehead from the Rutherford Institute. I said, the problem is where we are right now is we fear the government more than we fear God, Phil.
Mm-hmm. Well, and for good reason we fear the government right now, because we've really got a DOJ and an FBI that seems to be working in collusion with a president that is making arbitrary and radical kind of steps to change America. And mm-hmm. when you don't have the confidence of two organizations like that, right. It really does give you reason to fear. When you see what's happened to J6 people and how it seems like there's not due process or, you know, expeditionary movement toward trial. I mean, mm-hmm. I think we've got to realize that, you know, if you have this view that America's lily white, you need to get over it right now and mm-hmm. realize that we're in the battle of our life right now.
We really are. I mean, at all levels. You know, I even shared with the audience a moment ago. I mean, I talk, you know, with people overseas, Phil, you know, in other countries, and their perception of America is amazing. It's heartbreaking to me. And I go, man, I go, do you realize how much money we've sent to your country, and this is the way you feel about America? And the fact of the matter is that Americans are being misrepresented by our government operations, whether it's the CIA or the military, and things that the way they're conducting, you know, whether you want to call it wars or insurgencies, regime changes, all this stuff. I mean, this does not fare well for the, you know, the city on a hill that is supposed to be shining a light for freedom, truth, and justice in the American way. You know, we're misrepresented, and I don't blame these people for having that kind of sense, because they see, you know, what America, you know, through our institutions, through our military forces and our intelligence agencies, what they're doing. They've become a force for evil more so than good, sadly, is what I'm seeing. And I get it, because that's what they see. They're dealing with it at the ground level, Phil, the results of it.
Well, and you know, we were in Greece, Italy, and Spain, and we had comments from cab drivers in all three of them that they had been to America, but they would never want to go back because of what's happened. So that kind of allurement and charm has been wiped away. And right. It's pretty clear that they see America, they see a different America, and we're living it, we see it, but they see it just from, you know, from the outside.
Exactly. Well, it's like many of us. How many of us, you know, love to go to New York, and we're reluctant to go to New York or Chicago, even Los Angeles anymore. San Francisco. San Francisco, you know, where Tony Bennett left his heart. You know, and it's just sad what's happening. But see, this is a disease that has permeated our culture and our country. And really, it is a call for the people of God, Phil, because that's where change has always happened historically. Has it not been from the people of God?
Yeah. And I think we need to remember that we do still have capacity to change. And if your approach is to give up, throw up your hands, and just say, I don't know what I'm going to do, it's too late, then you're not going to make any changes at all.
That's right. Well, fine for you, but what about your kids and your grandkids? And how dare you? What country did you walk into when you became an adult? I mean, there's no doubt that this has really gone down quick in the last 20 years. But, you know, Philly, when you and I were growing up, we didn't have any, well, we had inklings of it, but not to this degree.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I can tell you, when I was a kid growing up, I didn't have any men dressed as nuns coming in and teaching us catechism. Just saying.
True.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're gonna love it. And you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Like to hear from us. Okay, a little bit ornery. I get that. Okay. But it's for you. I mean, what do you want me to do? You want me to just be boring here and just kind of, oh, well, it's good. You know, we love the Biden administration. They're just doing great by everybody. I mean, we've never had it so good, right? Shirley, I jest. I know, and don't call you Shirley. It's 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Phil Hotson-Pillar continues with us, the president and founder of American Faith. Phil, speaking of the Biden family, their criminal syndicate here is, wow, so clear and obvious. No wonder they're in a full-blown panic, and they can't indict Donald Trump enough or misdirect enough, because it's always something with them. And if not, it's maybe another white bag of powder that they're going to blow up that they don't know where it came from in one of the highest, most secured areas of the country. You know, they've got film projects. They got cameras all over the place. They know exactly what you and I are doing, but nobody's watching Hunter. I guess maybe the good news is because he shocked them so much with what he revealed on his laptop is nobody wants... Nobody wants that job. Nobody wants to babysit this kid anymore.
Well, yeah, and you know, I think here's the interesting thing. What's the long play on this? Because, you know, just like Senator Grassley, you know, released this FBI form with all the details of the criminal scheme, but let's look at the bigger picture. Bigger picture's got to be there's a lot of people, even liberal press now, who's really throwing Biden under the bus. So if you look at big picture's got to be, look, we knew that we could only play this guy so long. We really got to impeach him. He's got to resign. He's got to fire, you know, Kamala Harris. If he fires Kamala Harris, he can bring his own VP in, then he can resign or be impeached, and we can have basically a president, you know, like let's say a guy like Newsom, God forbid, and in office going into now an election. And at the same time, what we do is we time everything right so that Trump actually does jail time, and he's in jail during that whole campaign season and into the election. So if I'm thinking of the worst scheme, this is the scheme I'm thinking. Because I think there's a long play here. I mean, look, the obvious is obvious on Hunter. Everybody sees it. Everybody knows it. But the real question is, how are you playing us with this narrative?
Yeah, I mean, like, I don't know, I had to do a hit for a network in Australia, of all places, and there were talking about, you know, about the Democrats acquiescing and letting go of Biden so easily. And I said, you got to understand, no, I mean, they're not going to do it without a backup plan. They're not going to forsake the power and control that they've been scrambling for all these decades. And they've had a chokehold on the American people. They cannot operate outside of having, you know, full control. But I see what's happening, Phil, like what happened in Brazil with Bolsonaro there. I mean, he's banned from politics for 8 years. And when you read what happened there in Brazil, it parallels in so many ways what's happening here in America. And it's just because Brazil is Brazil, they can get away with a little bit more. But it is amazing still, you know, they're changing the laws and the rules to do everything they can to hamstring Trump and anybody on, you know, on a conservative or Republican side. And this is what that part of, you know, this part of the American, I hate to do the us against them stuff, but we cannot tolerate this to happen, because as Donald Trump said, I mean, he's holding the government back against us because they're after him. And if he goes down, Phil, I mean, forget it. You think the pressure that they put on churches during COVID, I mean, everything down the line, you know, the government now has got their thought police institution that's coming about, you know, even though it's already been said it's against the Constitution, doesn't care. Joe Biden, I mean, the way they operate, they're not even asking for forgiveness anymore. They're just obliterating the Constitution going forward, and heaven help us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. I mean, we are definitely, to me, it's a color revolution. It's what's happening with what. Honestly, the CIA has been around the world for years.
Exactly.
Is create the right crisis, flip the scenario, take away so much, and you give a little bit back, and you feel like you're winning. But you're not winning at all, because you went back two steps, and you only went forward one. And this is the play. I think this is the play that's happening. And there's a lot of things on the board right now that, quite honestly, all of us should be really concerned about, the least of which is... digital currency that's coming. A lot of people are, you know, they're all in arms about BRICS and what this means, but there's no threat there. The real threat is internally, you know, programmable currency by our own government. This is the frightening thing.
Phil, you said something yesterday, and boy, it came screaming at me, and that is that we're in a season where we have to learn to do harder better. Because there are hard times facing us, and that if we are already in the fetal position at this point, I mean, it's almost like, wait a minute, you haven't seen anything yet. I you know, we see glimpses of it, but understand, I mean, we're talking, what we could be heading into is, you know, COVID on steroids. I mean, the government has already assigned an individual to handle, you know, the pandemic. Okay, they're already talking. Okay, we've got a pandemic czar. We're out of a pandemic, but we got a pandemic czar coming in. And meanwhile, in the back rooms, the Biden administration is negotiating with the United Nations and the WHO, WHO specifically, to put them in charge of handling any future pandemics. So everything is going to be a pandemic going future, and they're going to have full control. And, you know, and we should be okay with that, because as you'll recall, you know, during the 2.5 years of COVID, the WHO was 100% right on everything. They were exactly right. And they gave us such awesome leadership that we should scramble and fall under and surrender our sovereignty to the WHO, right? Surely, well, I joke, but go ahead.
Here we go. You know, if the agency has three letters in it, it's probably bad.
Mm-hmm.
DOJ, yeah. FBI, WHO. It's almost like if they got three letters, you need to run, because they're probably corrupt.
Yeah. Well, it's like leaven, Phil. The leaven has permeated all these institutions. It spread because, you know, it really, there's no question it was going on before Barack Obama. Barack Obama established an infrastructure to promote this even further. See, people don't even understand the nuance. And when Barack Obama talked about the fundamental transformation, you had no idea. And what he left behind. And this is why Donald Trump was clobbered on and even with all the damage and what Barack Obama had institutionalized, you know, Trump still managed to have probably one of the most successful presidencies in the modern history of this country.
Right. Yep. Yep. And I think that's the other thing we have to think about. You know, somebody said, well, I wonder who's really running the government with Biden in control. Well, let's ask the bigger question. How much has a president really run the country in the past?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know the answer to that, but my guess is that there's always been, you know, strings behind the president that are pulling things and moving things in a direction. Trump might be the exception to that whole rule, but I think in recent history, you know, how much was behind the scenes with Clinton? How much was behind the scenes with Obama or Bush or any of the others? Mm-hmm. And I always think this is not conspiracy. This is just reality, that there's always mm-hmm. been power players behind the scenes in every
no doubt.
Government that are making
no doubt.
Things happen. Just
exactly.
Just
yeah, follow the money.
That,
yeah.
Yeah, and
go ahead.
A piece of that, Bill, is the demonic forces behind the scenes that are just edging things in direction, sometimes creating diversions. The presidents are creating diversions for what the demonic spirits are doing. So you've got a lot of plates spinning on this platform.
Well, this is why we have to realize that we must fear God more than man. And we must come running back to God, because this stuff is out of our capacity, Phil. It was never really in our capacity to begin with. We just fooled ourselves into thinking so. But whether it's the children of Israel or other nations, you know, since in the history of man, they found out the hard way that gravity still exists, that God is still in charge, right?
Amen. Yeah.
Thank God.
Got it,
thank God for that. Phil Hotzenpiller, he's the president and founder of American Faith. Thank you, Phil. Take care, buddy. God bless.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Do you use pesticides in your job? Specifically Roundup. Roundup, made by Monsanto, contains a chemical called glyphosate, which has been linked to cancer. If you've used Roundup and you have cancer, you may be entitled to a cash award. Over $10 billion has been set aside to pay users of Roundup who've been diagnosed with cancer. Time is almost running out to file your claim. So if you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've used Roundup, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And time to file is almost gone, so please call right now.
800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. That's 800-890-7088.
USA News Update. More high temps in store across the southern U.S. this week. Tens of millions remain under heat alerts, especially in states like Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, and Arkansas. Former President Trump predicting he'll be indicted any day now as part of the investigation into his efforts to stay in power after the 2020 election. Today, there will be fewer opportunities for women to get abortions in Indiana. The new abortion law bans most abortions after 10 weeks and stops outpatient clinics for offering abortions. The Biden administration withholding funds for schools that have hunting and archery training programs based on its interpretation of legislation that bans funds from being used on training in the use of dangerous weapons. Corey Myers, USA News.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Just about 28 minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Tom Baker is going to be joining us in just a moment. He is the author of the book, The Fall of the FBI, How a Once Great Agency Became a Threat to Democracy. Credibility and trust in the FBI have eroded. And I'm sure for Tom personally, it grieves him being a faithful agent and anybody else that's been involved with the agency that wanted to do good and not be involved in the politics. But this is the challenge and the temptation of something that is this powerful. Tom Baker, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Good to be with you, Bill.
Well, Tom, first of all, thank you, you know, for your service to this country as an FBI agent and for, you know, taking a stand and doing that. I know that you wrote this book not only for yourself, but the other agents who are being maligned because of the current environment and the revelations that are coming out regarding this once and should always be a cherished agency.
Bill, that's exactly right. I had written a series of op-eds over the past 4 or 5 years almost about some of the specific problems, but people urged me to write the book, and I wrote the book. And the book is a pleading for reform, and we need reform in the FBI.
Is it too big, Tom? Is it too powerful, you know, to be able to reform? Because, you know, we see Christopher Wray in hearings before Congress, and he seems so, and I mean this with some respect, but he seems rather arrogant
And there isn't this sense that you get, like, and maybe we shouldn't see it. Maybe that's something that should be done behind closed doors in executive session, where you have that kind of conversation and say, look, I get it. You know, we messed up. Here's the things that we've done. He's said that in a general sense. But I think overall, according to polling, a majority of Americans have lost their trust in the FBI.
Well, you're exactly right. That's what happened. And actually, his appearance 2 weeks ago now before the House committee was a missed opportunity. He could have done just what you suggest, come out and say, look, we have a problem with our culture. I recognize the problem. We're going to institute the following changes to address the problem. But instead, we continue to get, we've gotten over several years, each time something comes to light, Ray or others simply say, well, the bad apples are no longer with us, going back to the Russian collusion case.
Right.
You know, Comey, McCabe, Strzok, they've been all fired. After the Governor Whitmer fiasco, two agents were fired, et cetera, et cetera. Up to and including last December, they let an agent, an ASAC, an assistant agent in charge in Washington Fields, walk out the door who was involved in burying the Hunter Biden laptop inquiry.
Mm-hmm.
They have to recognize it's not just the bad apples. There's an underlying problem with the culture. And
exactly.
Ray needs to come forward and it needs to be addressed.
Is he the one to do that?
Well,
because when you have something that deep, when it's a cultural situation, I look at it this way, Tom. I've been in business most of my life, and I see companies who go through Chapter 11s or 7s, but particularly 11s, where you have to get an outsider who can come in and really start making some cuts and get rid of the sacred cows and those difficult decisions that you cannot make when something is institutionalized, and particularly like an FBI, and you've got unions involved in everything. I mean, it takes a lot of courage, determination to really do what I believe needs to be done. And we're saying right now the FBI, but you can probably go through a lot of the three-letter agencies of our country right now, of our bureaucracy, because this has, in a sense, it's like a cancer. What we're seeing in the FBI, in my humble opinion, Tom, and you can tell me if I'm right or wrong, but I see this as something like a cancer that has metastasized and that it is formulated in all these other agencies and looks very similar.
Bill, you are exactly right. You expressed that very well. And it is similar to the corporate world, and there's been books in the corporate world written about changing culture. And a lot of things have to be done, both big and small. And the first thing that has to be done is you have to recognize you have the problem. You have a problem. And Ray has declined to recognize it at that point. You're also correct that perhaps outsiders and even a panel of outsiders have to be brought in.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little known fact, but it is a fact. And I address it towards the end of my book. When Bill Barr became the attorney general, and remember, he became the attorney general about 6 months or so after Ray had become the FBI director, that's back in 2017.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Barr recognized the problem, and he had a great connectivity to many former FBI executives from his previous time as attorney general. He proposed to Ray a panel advises two or three former FBI executives to help guide him through and change the culture. And Ray, and some people could understand this too, Ray pushed back. He wanted his independence. He pushed back against Bill Barr, and he didn't accept that help and that advice. But that is exactly what was needed, and
exactly.
That is exactly what have gotten the FBI back. And where they have to get back to is a law enforcement culture of swear to tell the truth, law enforcement, and get away from this free-wielding intelligence looking into all American citizens and seeing, and this is how it comes across, seeing the American citizens as an enemy. That's not how it should be.
Yeah. Yeah, we've become domestic terrorists. I mean, but this is what happens with arrogance, Tom, and in power and corruption, control, it all comes together in such a way that it blinds you. And, you know, this is not to make any excuses. It's only just to say what is, and we've got to be able to identify what the problem is. And so we know how to, you know, how to take care of it. I think that what you mentioned, what Bill Barr mentioned in terms of having some outside panel, but it's going to have to be something that's going to be quite, I want to say earth-shaking, because here it is. I mean, after all, we're talking the FBI. They have been a, you know, they've restricted themselves in a sense that they're kind of, you know, they're in a protect mode, so to speak. And it's going to take some really strong leadership. And we're asking, you know, this to be done when we have such a crazy partisan environment that we have right now, Tom.
That's one of the unfortunate parts. I actually got to testify when they began the hearings at the end of February. Congressman Jim Jordan's Select Committee of the Judiciary on the weaponizations of the government. And it was quite interesting that, and it's too sad, that he really had a hard time getting the moving forward and getting things on track, because there was a partisan divide. The Democrats didn't want to hear anything. They just wanted to talk about Trump, Trump, Trump. Trump's not the issue. The lack of respect for the Constitution and the Bill of Rights that's come to the forefront now threatens everybody, and it threatens exactly. People on the left as well as the right, Democrats as well as Republicans. There are one or two Democrats on that committee, and undoubtedly more in Congress, who recognize some aspects of this. They see the danger when the situation that came to light. It's well documented with the Twitter files, FBI working with social media to control speech. They see the dangers of that. Those things Congress can address, and they should address.
Well, Tom, we've been saying on this show that we need to return to our first principles, and basically, you know, we're in agreement here, because we're saying our North Star is our Constitution.
Exactly.
You know, that's what brings us to standard. That's what needs to be considered when we're evaluating all these agencies. What is it doing? Is it making us more or less free? Is that a fair proposition?
Absolutely. And the key thing in the FBI, before September 11th, before Bob Mueller and then James Comey made all these changes to make it more like an intelligence agency and less like a law enforcement agency, the Constitution was a key focus of the training for new agents. Mm-hmm. Now, we have, since September 11th, a cadre of people, intelligence analysts, have risen up in the Bureau. And
Tom, we got to go to break real quick. We'll pick it up from there on the other side. More from Tom Baker.
Is your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
Home sales are down 31% across America, and mortgage rates are on the rise. If your home is not selling, you need to call our experts right now at the Quick Cash Hotline. We have investors ready to pay you cash for your property, regardless of the condition it's in. Most of our closings can happen in about 7 days. You don't have to worry about a buyer getting approved. You don't have to worry about showing your home. One simple call right now. Just pick up the phone and call us. I'll give you the number in a
second. We will negotiate with you a price to buy your home. It's that simple. If you're ready to sell your home right now, any home, any condition, and you don't want to put money into it, no problem. We'll buy it from you. Call right now. It's a free call.
800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. That's 800-217-6459.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, balance7.com.
Well, we're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. He's Tom Baker. We're talking about the fall of the FBI. During the past few years, FBI insider Thomas Baker became concerned with abuses by the FBI, abuses caused by a change in culture and poor leadership. The fall of the FBI attempts to answer the question, what went wrong with the FBI? To demonstrate how far the FBI has fallen, Tom shows us firsthand examples of what the FBI once was, a swear-to-tell-the-truth law enforcement organization. This book tells of the adventures, injustices, ultimate dysfunction of our FBI, including possible solutions. In other words, the good, the bad, and the ugly. And despite the ugliness and injustice, Tom remains an optimist. It is always, as Ronald Reagan put it, morning in America. Tom Baker, congratulations on the book, The Fall of the FBI, How a Once Great Agency Became a Threat to Democracy. How can people get their hands on your book?
Oh, most people get their books on Amazon, and it's available on Amazon. And, of course, it's in most of the major bookstores like Barnes & Noble, Barnes & Noble Online. And I have my own website site for the book, thomasjbakerbook.com. thomasjbakerbook.com, and that will tell you a lot about the book and lead you to the various places you can purchase it.
Well, excellent. This is a must read, ladies and gentlemen. I think, Tom, when things are as crazy as they are and on its head, it seems like at every turn our culture, up is down, down is up, and this has been frustrating, especially with all the news, the recent news that we're hearing about. You mentioned the FBI being involved in influencing the 2020 election. Clearly that's what's happened, which should have never happened, because look where we are right now. The country is in dire straits, and some might say we're in dire straits because the wrong man got put into office because of the influence of a government agency that has moved off of its mission, right?
Yes, and I think particularly it's coming to light now more and more, the shenanigans around Hunter Biden and his laptop, and now more and more pointing to the involvement of President Joe Biden and the rest of the Biden family in that particular fiasco. Now, that, that investigation started way back in 2017 when Chris Wray became FBI director, and it's really gone slow. Now, sensitive investigations involving elected officials or political officials should go slow, should be looked at carefully, but the FBI as an agency knew almost immediately that the laptop and all the incriminating information on it was legitimate. It was real. And yet 50-some-odd, as you now know, it's notorious now, and former intelligence officers said, well, it could be Russian disinformation. Well, the FBI already knew. They have the technical capacity in a matter of days, if not hours, to get into that laptop and determine its validity, and it was valid. So then we get Hunter Biden given what is in everybody's mind a sweetheart deal plea agreement. Fortunately, there was a federal district judge who just raised a few fundamental questions and have sidelighted that now. And then we have one of the House committees. They have now made public the suspicious activity reports, which enough attention is not being paid to that, which documents the flow of tens of millions of dollars from foreign sources to members of the Biden family. This is one of the biggest public corruption cases potentially that there has ever been. And it deserves a lot more attention than it's been getting. And it turns out that there were people inside the FBI slow walking it. Now, once again, Ray and others tell us, well, they let those bad apples walk out the door. Well, let's get moving on that case now.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, and the thing is, you know, Tom, let me ask you, if you were director and you're in charge, you're in Christopher Wray's position, this comes up. I mean, I appreciate your steadiness in saying, okay, let's get through the process. Let's be deliberate about it. You know, what's an acceptable time? I mean, you can't sit there like in the case of the IRS, for example. You slow walk it to such a degree that now you've got indictments that are expiring. I mean, there has to be some sense of urgency about this, that it moves along. Otherwise, you're just exacerbating the court of public opinion, and you're, you know, causing more division within the voter politic, right?
Yes, and that, of course, that specifically happened in the Hunter Biden matter, specifically as regards Hunter, in that some of the earlier charges, the tax charges from 2014, 2015, they've all lapsed because of the statute of limitations. So always prosecutors and agents working on a case, they're always aware of that, and they're working up against that. In this matter, a lot has been I think the light is on it now,
and yes,
the public is expecting more and deserves more. And some of this just cannot be explained away. There is too much corroboration. You know, you have the informant report, and granted, any informant report has to be looked at as just what it is, an allegation. But the informant report, which has now been made public, alleging specifically two bribe payments, that is corroborated by the suspicious activity reports, which are filed by, you know, dozens of different independent banking institutions who observe this flow of money through paper companies, ultimately to members of the Biden family. The one piece of information corroborates the other. You got a lot of probable cause to continue this investigation.
Yeah, I would think, you know, between the IRS and the FBI, I mean, this is like connect the dots, unless you're purposely doing something to, you know, knock people off the track or interfere with the process, right?
Yes. And of course, then you get back to the matter of trust with the public. When you compare what's going on and the extraordinary caution and slow walking with the matters involving the Bidens. And yet you look back to when Trump ran for president, that an investigation of Trump and his presidential campaign was opened. We now know, based on no information.
Exactly.
The Durham report, which was made public almost 2 months ago, documents that very well. And by the way, the Durham report validates an awful lot of what I say in my book. So I feel good for the validation, the vindication. Yet at the same time, when you read it, you realize how threatening to our democracy it is that an investigation was opened on a U.S. person, much less a presidential campaign, based on absolutely nothing.
Well, this was something that they had conjured in their minds. They had convinced themselves that Donald Trump was evil incarnate. James Comey, to do what he did in terms of, you know, violating, you know, procedure and principle, to go in and act as a mole, as an agent against the government, against the incoming president, and taking advantage of the transition team in the manner in which he did, which is so, you know, should be illegal on its face, you know, to me, what he did, because of the damage he did not only to the president, but the people that elected him.
Well, you're absolutely right, Bill. That's exactly what happened. That's exactly what Durham documented in his report. Comey, in his arrogance, he tried to incriminate a president. He went out of his way to try and incriminate a president. It didn't work. He was fired. The deputy director who took his place was fired. The deputy assistant director, Strzok, who was the hands-on guy in this investigation, was fired. All of them were fired, but there was a cultural problem, a situation that existed, which predates Comey. It was actually created by Bob Mueller that allowed that situation to come about.
Mm-hmm. How did that happen?
Okay, so it goes back to September 11th. September 11th attack happened on a Tuesday. Bob Mueller had been the director of the FBI for only a couple of days. On the Saturday after the attack, Saturday, September 15th, Mueller was summoned to the presidential retreat in Camp David, Maryland. He thought to give a report on the FBI's investigation. And in the approximately 3.5 days between that Tuesday attack and that Saturday morning, the FBI had done what it does best, investigate. And they had identified all 19 hijackers, their financing, their associates, their travel, their connections going back to Al-Qaeda. And when he was done presenting the report, Bob Mueller expected a lot of praise and thanks. But instead, George W. Bush looked at him and said, "I don't care about that. I just want to know how you're going to prevent the next one." Mueller left that meeting bound and determined to change the culture of the FBI, and that's the word he used, from law enforcement to intelligence. That had, although it might have been understandable at the time, that had a lot of unintended consequences.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, why would you not utilize, I would have thought you'd utilize the CIA for intelligence, would you not? I mean, you're asking somebody to use, you know, the wrong tool for the job, the wrong mission. That's not their mission, unless I'm missing something here, Tom.
Well, it has consequences. And, of course, in American history, you step back and look at it, Bill, and I think you know this. This often happens when there's a crisis that mistakes are made.
Yeah, exactly.
A lot of people talk about, everybody agrees with, in World War II, there were mistakes made at the outset. Mm-hmm. President FDR and others, they actually interned Japanese citizens.
Exactly. Well, Tom, we're out of time. We're out of time. Thank you for being with us. Tom Baker.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination.